Hi, this is Master Todd Summers from Mike Tyson Martial Arts in Salem, Indiana. You're listening to the Justin Ray Harvey Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bob Carson of Carson's Corner, and you are listening to the J. Ray Show. We are all in the J. Ray era. Keep it locked in here to J. Ray Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, or Cat for short. I want to thank you for tuning in to the J. Ray Radio Show, hosted by the one, the only, Justin Harvey himself. I want to say thank you, Justin, for having me on your show, one of your many, many cool guests. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the J. Ray Radio Show. Laterness, people.
This is Jonathan Mayhew from the UK. Listen to J. Ray Radio every week. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Please tune in to J. Ray Radio every week. I love it.
And yes, we're live on another edition of J. Ray Radio. I am your host, Justin Ray Harvey. Before I get to tonight's guest, I wanted to make a huge announcement. I am talking to Tony Luke Jr., being on the show in the near future. He is supposed to call my phone tonight. But if you've not heard of Tony Luke Jr. before, he was the boxer in The Nail, the story of Joey Nardone, and we're going to talk about that movie and other topics. But anyways, my guest tonight is a member of the Black Dragon Society, and my dog is scratching the crap out of him. Down, you see? Down. Sorry about that, people. But my guest tonight is a master. He's also a member of the Black Dragon Society, Master Summers. Let's see if we can't get him on the line here. Master Summers, is this you?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining the show.
Oh, I very much appreciate you having me on. It's an honor to have you have me be on the show. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And you know, I'm not very good at introductions, but I hope that my introductions did you justice, though.
Oh, it did fine and then some.
So tell me a little bit how you know got started. To begin with.
Okay. Well, I got started when I was 8 years old. I was doing Kempo, karate at the time, and it's kind of weaning in and out of it a little bit. I was into football and things like that, and then much like most of the kids that grew up in the 80s, they saw the Karate Kid movie. That really got me going.
Oh,
I stayed in there for a while doing that, and then again, I was kind of in and out, you know, leaning towards football again and stuff, and then I saw Bloodsport. And that really lit a fire that still has not died. I saw the story of Frank Dukes in the movie Bloodsport, and that right then completely changed my life. Right then I wanted to be a black belt, wanted to be a master, wanted to have my own dojo eventually.
Wow.
And from there,
I gotta say, I saw your interview on Frank Dukes, and it's wonderful. I have it saved to my hard drive. It's like in three different parts, but I love it. It's awesome.
Right.
So, and I understand that my Grandmaster Dukes inducted you into the Black Dragon Society. Congratulations.
Yes, yeah, that was a real honor. Frank is, I've known Frank the last year or so, and met Frank at the ICF Indiana Cage Fighting event with Jim Thomas, and it's kind of like meeting your superhero, because you know, I've met other people like Motley Crue and things like this. Was never intimidated, but I was actually gun-shy of coming up and meeting someone that completely changed your life like he did. And, yeah, but I talk to Grandmaster Dukes often, just to see how he's doing and what's going on, and he's helping me, you know, with my diet, losing weight, this and this, you know, health issues, and stuff that he does. But it was just, Frank inducted me because of my martial arts ability and also the fact that when he was going through all the chaotic things with Bullshido, for instance.
Oh, yeah, that's my
yeah.
by the way.
Right, yeah. I was right by Frank's side, like many of Frank's friends were, throwing the punches right back.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's you know, bad to see someone like, someone who is endeared to everyone's heart as he is, is such a great martial artist to be such a target. But every celebrity is. That our societies like that. We love to build people up and then try to tear them down. But,
you and I both know,
Grandmaster Dukes is always taking everything with a grain of salt until it gets to a certain point.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say, too, with being best friends with Dukes, which I am, and he's my grandmaster too. Not only that, his students are targets as well.
Oh yes, yes. I've also been a target. Grandmaster Dukes is friends with another great grandmaster named Jim Thomas of Alliance, and they've known each other well over 20 years and then some. But it's the same thing, you know. I've been bashed on Facebook by a local karate school, you know, in town, which I won't name. But it's the same thing,
fine.
You know. It's kind of like the internet is filled with cowards that will sit behind the keyboard and type whatever they feel like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what I would love to see is the same people try to say that in front of Honchy Dukes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's the real deal, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been watching Bloodsport since I was 3 years old. So,
I watched it yesterday.
I watch it every day, actually. I'm really glad that you've taken this time to come to my show and stuff, so what else can you tell me?
Well, my grandmaster passed away, Grandmaster Green, my Kempo instructor. Then I got into Taekwondo and Hapkido at Lee's Martial Arts in Bloomington, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And
sorry to hear about your grandmaster.
Yeah, because I went through there and trained through Grandmaster Lee, Grandmaster Richards, and Martin McCrory, Master McCrory, and moved to Salem and started my own school with my ex-wife, now my ex-wife. And the school has gone strong ever since. You know, Grandmaster Dukes came down last year about this time, I believe it was last April, and he did a seminar, and that stuff's on YouTube as well and stuff and everything. And just the amount of knowledge that he gave the students was unbelievable. And that's,
yeah,
you know,
well,
you know, yeah. So, you know, Frank's, you know, the induction of the Black Dragon Fighting Sign was fantastic and everything else. There's the Hall of Fame speech that's out there from the U.S. Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And me and my instructor and one of my black belts were inducted the same night Grandmaster Dukes was. And so, you know, it's nice being able to have somebody like that in your life and in your life as well and everything, so.
Yeah, I was going to mention there's some kind of Black Dragon event that I was invited to in Texas, and I got to find out more information about that.
Yeah, so do I and stuff. But far as, you know, my life other than martial arts, I've been the coach for the U.S. Martial Arts Team Alliance, which is Jim Thomas, the U.S. Martial Arts Team. Coach for two of the trips to Cancun, Mexico. One was to Honolulu, Hawaii, for there. And then also have the PhD from the University of Asian Martial Arts Studies. Martial Arts Studies. Can't talk tonight, sir. And that's the martial arts science. And that's pretty much it. I've been in MMA Success Magazine a couple of times, as well as the Hall of Fame stuff, which I'll be inducted the fifth time, April 14th or April 15th in Indianapolis.
That's wow.
Hall of Fame induction.
Well, it's just an honor to talk to you and stuff. I've had you on my Facebook for a couple of years, and
I
haven't had much time to correspond, but, I'm glad we're doing that now, actually, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a health condition with my leg where, you know, I've had my leg messed up in a wreck and different things like this. And, you know, as far as, you know, like the world competition stuff I competed in, you know, the Facebook people, like I said, especially like the local schools around the area, love to bash. Love to bash.
Oh, yeah.
But thing is, see, I'm a big guy. I'm not the standard martial artist that you see. I am not 6'2", and I'm not 185 pounds. I'm a large man. And the fights that I have done, the two world titles I have in Hapkido, one was in Indianapolis in 2007, Battle of Indianapolis. One was Battle of Columbus, 2005. And that's the ultimate thing is trying to think how a fight's going to end. You already have it planned out. This is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to go.
Uh-huh.
So I would have someone across the ring looking at me, laughing like, "Oh, this guy's a big guy. He's going to be slow." The next thing you know, the fight's over. I had adapted Grandmaster Duke's fight theory. Take him out quick. Hard, fast, and quick. And one guy I competed against was, I had done a spinning heel kick on him, and it smashed his eye socket, his orbital.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, you know, well, you got a large man, there's going to be a lot of power behind that kick and behind that punch and stuff. So, you know, it's, you never know what you're going to get. And this is the same thing with Honchi Deuce. When he did that kumite, you didn't know what you were going to get.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of history of kumite. It goes far back to Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan.
Right.
I know a lot about kumite.
No one has set the standard like Grandmaster Dukes has. For the kumite. He was the first Westerner to win it.
Oh, yeah. And that's a big reason they made the movie Bloodsport.
Right. Exactly.
I always thought it would have been interesting, though, if he would have played himself in the movie.
You know, I've actually mentioned that when he came to my school last April, I had actually, he was in my car, and I was like, you should make another type of basketball movie, but I want to be actually you in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something more about, you know, the Kumite or things of that nature and stuff. But he's so busy, I don't think he'd have time for it.
Yeah,
they were helping out everybody.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, Grandmaster Dukes is amazing, and anybody that I've talked to in the circle, you know, they're just amazing. I've met a lot of great people, including you, and I hope to get to meet you in person someday and get to see your school, and, you know, that would be great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have...
Where is your...
Sorry
for interrupting you. Where is your school located?
It's in Salem, Indiana.
Indiana. Wow.
Yeah. We're the
only... That's a far distance.
Yes, it is. But,
wow.
We, you know, we're the only legitimate school in the area, around that area. The school that I've talked about here has been... It's, there's an industry term, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's called a McDojo.
Uh-huh.
And what it is, it's guys have had no formal training in martial arts whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They know some MMA, which is good. They know about five kicks, and then they go buy a DVD from a karate shopping place like Century or something. And they learn their forms from it. Then it's karate. That's what they call karate. And, you know. Exactly. As far as the tradition and everything goes, you know, they have a very large issue with me because I have brought, you know, a legitimate martial arts school into the area, and the fact that, you know, I have several grandmasters, including Grandmaster Jim Thomas and Grandmaster Frank Dukes, along with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, they have a very large issue with me because of the fact that about 45-50% of the students eventually jump ship and come over to the school. Because martial arts is supposed to be about tradition, honor, respect, things like that. So
I get
bashed off, and so kind of like Grandmaster Dukes. I've talked to Grandmaster Dukes about this, and I've talked to Grandmaster Jim Thomas about it, and, you know, after them calming me down on the phone, they're like...
Yeah, I mean, I've been bashed on an internet radio show really bad.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So what?
You know... Things like that. It's people that are, that are brave on a telephone and are very brave on the internet, but don't have the guts to come into your dojo or say it to someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
You know, it's really bad. It's, you know, it's kind of came to that. In some ways with, you know, some parts of martial arts, there are certain schools like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel bad for the kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a competition maybe about a year ago, and I was judging point sparring, and they had a small kid in there that was maybe 6 years old. And this poor kid was terrified. And the parents were asking me if, you know, they should be sparring or not. And I'm like, no.
Really? Not if you're terrified.
If you're terrified. Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know, they said, well, the school, it's a requirement. The school makes them do it. And I'm like, no one should be forced into fighting. Everyone goes into martial arts for different reasons. Some people are health reasons. Other people are self-defense reasons. Other people want to make a career out of it and, you know, be a black belt and eventually be a master. But, you know, having to force someone's hand, saying you're going to do it, that, you know, that's not right. You can't do that.
And really, the key is, the number one key is not to fight unless you have to fight.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, if, you know, control is a major aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go around, you know, someone calls your name, next thing you know, you guys are on the ground going at it.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
a lack of control. You know, what I do at my dojo is, you know, only time I encourage the kids to fight is if, you know, even then, you know, if they call your name, whatever, walk away. You know, this and this, whatever. To lay your hands on you, it's a different subject. If they're actually getting physical with you, it's a different subject. And I remember I had a student probably about 8 or 9 years ago, and this gentleman was in a wheelchair and was doing Aikido with me, and he was getting harassed and stuff, getting messed with. And he's like, well, you know, I really can't, you know, I love to do martial arts, but I can't do it. And, you know, he was a friend of a friend. I was like, yeah, you can. He said, no, I can't. I said, I can't kick. I'm like, so? You know, and this guy eventually got his black belt.
Wow. Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair as well, I may not have any world titles, but I'm proud of the fact that I am a student of Haunchy Dukes. So,
yes, you should be. It's not... See, everything about martial arts is adaption. Everything in martial arts is adaption. It's like, I used to kick easily at someone Grandmaster Duke's height. Someone 6'2", 6'4", I can reach your head easily. But I had an accident. I got some of the muscle tissues damaged. I have nerve damage in my left leg. I can't kick that way anymore. So you have to adapt. Everyone has to adapt. Not everyone is going to be able to kick at someone's head. Not everyone's going to be able to do this. It's taking what you have, like what your condition is and what this person's condition is or my condition, and taking that art and forming it to what you need it to be, what you're able to do. It's like, you know, the gentleman that was in the wheelchair. I used to tease him all the time because he had one of the electric wheelchairs.
I got a manual as well. So
yeah. Well, I used to tell him all the time. I was like, arm down. I said, now run him over.
Because if it's in the street, there's no rules. You know, you gotta fight for your life.
Right. Exactly.
Do what you can.
Yes, you know, and, you know, that's the whole thing about martial arts. That's one of the things that was in the MMA Success magazine that I was in. I was talking about that. That there's too many people that that have physical handicaps, and they have, you know, their knees aren't that good, or, you know, whatever their issue is. You know, they have a weight problem. You know, they're in a wheelchair like yourself. It's a sport not for you. No, it's a sport for everybody. Period.
That's like, everyone. I'll give you an example. Do you know Russell Sobracy?
Yes.
He is like my best friend in the whole world. Well, we met on the internet, and then we got to be best friends and met in person, and I actually helped him get into our system, and when I went to New York, he showed me a few things. So I am in the process of learning how to defend myself and I'm pertaining the knowledge very, very well. So.
Good. It you know, doesn't matter what your condition is. The fact is that you're continuing to train, just like everyone else out there that has a health issue or a handicap or disability, that they continue training and not, you know, you know, two of the greatest terms I've ever heard for martial arts was, you know, one, life's a kumite. That's one. It's a fight. Keep fighting. You don't lay down and just give up and throw your hands up. And two is Grandmaster Jim Thomas, who keep kicking. No matter what happens,
you keep going.
Yeah, you keep going no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. And like you're not, you know, giving up, and you know you're training with, you know, Hanshi Jujutsu as a grandmaster, and you're getting these self defense techniques, and that's what everyone that listens to the broadcast needs to understand. Don't feel like you're not invited in because you have a belly. Or don't feel like you're invited in because your legs aren't good, you really can't do it, or you're in a wheelchair. Everybody should do martial arts. It's the most fun thing.
Yeah, and actually, since you mentioned that, sorry to interrupt you again, but I think it should be, you know how like in high school you got different curriculums and stuff? I think martial arts should be a curriculum that people, you know, take.
Yeah, I would like to see that happen. And I know the colleges, there's a lot of colleges that do that. I know here in Indiana, the IU has a Taekwondo Hapkido Club, and I know Purdue has a Hapkido Club as well. So, yeah, I would like to see that implemented somewhere like in high schools or middle schools or even elementary schools, because I've had students that have came to my school where I've had a student there and another student walk in the door and I see the kid turning to mom like, oh God, it's David. You know, these two kids don't like each other. And then Liz, here it is, 3 weeks later, they're best of friends.
Wow.
And you know, well, the thing is, it's like the, you know, there's two people that didn't like each other, but martial arts brings everybody together in such a way. It's not individual accomplishments. Everyone's pulling for each other. That's what's so great about traditional martial arts schools. It's not like, well, I'm so much better than he is, he sucks. No, not a traditional school. It's this is how it is. It's like Grandmaster Dukes, I had asked him how he got started a long time ago. And he had answered the ad for a summer camp. You know, I believe it was a Jewish summer camp. And he was teaching karate. And the problem was these gang members were coming around picking on the kids at the camp. They were fighting. Grandmaster Dukes talked to these people. And, well, you know, why are you guys, you know, why are you guys fighting each other? You know, this is ridiculous. Why don't you, you know, take your shoes off, come on out here and do some martial arts with us. And all of a sudden, all the differences and all the hatred and all the anger, everything stopped.
Wow.
Everything
Yeah,
stopped.
We have a few seconds left of the show. Professor Summers, I'm sorry, but can you give out your info that you want to give out so that people can go to your school or contact you in any way you want?
Yeah, I'll give you our website. The our school's name is Dragons Martial Arts. Our website is DragonsKarateSalem.com. And we have a lot of videos of Grandmaster Dukes on there as well, and a lot of information and things like that. So,
Great! That's great. And I was wondering if I send you a video of my interview with Hanshi Dukes, would you put that up there as well?
In a heartbeat, gladly.
I appreciate it, and thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, and
thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining the show, and you know, I'm sorry I didn't have more time with you, but I appreciate
it. That's okay. All right. I'll talk to you later, sir.
You keep in touch.
All right. Later, sir.
Bye. Later, sir. Yes, and that was my interview with Master Summers, and it was a great interview. We're going to take a quick little break. I don't think I'm going to do an after party, but I feel like playing a little bit of music to take a little break. But hang with us, and I'd like to say to Master Summers again, thank you for joining my show. It's been a great show. Here is some Kevin Kane music.
Oh,
Okay, the song sounds like it's done. But anyways, before I let you guys go, I wanted to make two quick announcements. Like I said, sorry guys. This is another great 17 song. Let me stop it. Okay. But anyways, two quick announcements. Like I said, Tony Luke Jr. will be joining me at some point on the show, and also artist Stan Bush will be joining me from, or joining me on the show as well at some point. If you don't know who Stan Bush is, long story short, Stan Bush is the one that did Fight to Survive in the movie Bloodsport. Which is my favorite song. I'm very excited about those two interviews. And I wanted to say real quick that the political show that I am co-hosting on is doing very, very well. But you can follow me at Justin Ray Harvey on Twitter. And you can also Facebook me, Justin Ray Harvey, and you can email me at frankdukesfan.com, or not .com, but frankdukesfan@gmail.com, I apologize. But anyways, guys, I'm going to wrap up the show, and I'm going to try to start doing my show back on Monday. I had a political show to do with Bob Carson last night, so I had to switch to Tuesday night. So we should be back on our regular schedule. We'll keep you guys posted, and like I said, follow me on Twitter at Justin Ray Harvey. No caps and no spaces. And Ray is spelled R-A-Y. Thank you for listening to this edition of J. Ray Radio. This is Justin Ray Harvey signing off for the night.